everything's running smoothly.
I mean, I think it's smooth, but I'm not entirely sure. Pete, are you all right, man? Like, you had some breaking news coming in as we were getting ready to hit record. Everything's set?
Yeah, now we're okay. Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day.
Are you sure? Do we need to take a second?
It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Yes, you are correct. On this Friday, presented by Charlie Hustle for the KC Morning Show, I got hit with some Chiefs news as we were about to start recording. Sammy Watkins is back on a one-year deal. That had been one of the big major questions for the Chiefs, and so we can talk about that a little bit more later in sports. But yeah, that's my day job, so I had to get that up.
That was something. I was like, hey, man, ready to go? And all of a sudden, I got a text that said, yo, I need 20 minutes. I was like, oh, boy, it's early for that, Pete. Seems like a little early for a little one of those types. But hey, you know what? Happy Friday. Yippee Fri-yay, my friend. Yippee Fri-yay.
Yeah, it's Friday, baby, right? That's what we say. Presented, of course, that we just said by Charlie Hustle. Today, there's going to be some rain and thunder in your forecast, so no real excuse to be out in the puddles today, so finally people might be inside. High of 35, low of 31.
Is that real feel?
And then throughout the weekend, Saturday, high of 52, low of 39. Sunday, high of 61, low of 54. And then we get back into Monday with you guys. I'll say this. I mean, it sounds like there's a what I would call a mini cold front coming in. You would think temperatures would be historically warmer for a weekend like this in the spring, but we have some chilly temps.
Wow, you've really dug in. You know, you're our weather guy now, so not only do you know the real feel in the moment, you now know the history. You know the trends. Just we're getting the best content on the KC Morning Show. We really are.
There's no doubt about it. I learned from the best, of course, friend of the show, Lindsey Anderson and Breezy Leezy.
Is Lindsey a friend of the show? I know Gary Lezak has no idea who I am or the show, but I want to think that maybe Lindsey knows us.
Yes, Lindsey, of course, knows us. Okay. There's a lot of news friends we have around the city. Lindsey follows us on both my personal Instagram and the KC Morning Show Instagram. Big fan of Jokes at Noon. Can't blame her for that.
You're really trying to make that work, huh? Jokes at Noon. How has the reception been this week? I will be honest, I have not got a chance to watch as many as I should have, and that's on me. But how's Jokes on Noon been?
It's Jokes at Noon, so get it right. Instagram.com/PGSween. Here's how I know it's going well. I will say this. I get about 200-plus click-throughs every time. Yesterday was a really busy day for Chiefs coverage, so I wasn't able to do it. The Chiefs ended up having 60 minutes of press conferences, which for a writer is just an enormous amount of words to transcribe. And 12 people were upset that reached out into my DMs about Jokes at Noon not being up.
12 whole 12. People.
I'm not even making that up.
Hey, if you have left even one person hanging, then you have not done your job. So if you've got 12 people upset, then, man, you got to fix some things. Come on, give these people what
they want. Two people. I'll say this. Two people were my aunts who really have nothing better to do during the coronavirus scare. So the standard deviation, we would say, is around three or so.
Oh, wow. We just got a standard deviation reference on this show? Oh, boy. Standard deviation. Well, all things considered, you know, you've clearly you got your day job still going on. We got life under Corona. How is everything else going, man? So far, so good.
Yeah, life is good. Today, Friday, and you know, yesterday sort of put on with Friday. I mean, for the off season, just two of the busier days that I'm having because as I told you on the last show, we're putting out that Kansas City draft guide. So if you want to get into the NFL draft, and if you're a fan of sports, what else are you doing? We have a draft guide we're putting out. That's Monday. And pulling the curtain back, we're scrambling a little bit now to get everything ready. Should be a busy weekend, and we should get everything ready for Monday at noon. So the KC draft guide will be ready for you.
And then
also too this weekend, Hartzell, and again, not all of our listeners are going to love it. So we could talk about it for about, I would say, 20 to 30 seconds, but WrestleMania is this weekend.
I was going to say, is it going to be me bringing it up first? Is it going to be you bringing it up first? Cause I even thought about maybe dropping some audio. I said, Hartzell, audience of one that doesn't play.
Right.
So I figured maybe we just talk about it a second. Let's wait and do that at the end of the show. How about that?
Okay, for those who want to stick around for some final wrestling talk, we can do two or 3 minutes at the end of the
show.
How
about that? See, I feel like we're learning. I think we should kick it off with this, though. Did you know what today is, Pete?
It's Friday on the KC Morning Show.
It is Friday on your KC Morning Show, presented by Charlie Hustle. But no, more importantly, World Party Day.
Okay, folks, let's get this party started.
TGIF.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Anything could happen tonight, you know? This could be the best night of my life.
My name's Friday. I'm a cop.
On
a
Friday so we talked night, about how, you know, WrestleMania is this weekend, and WrestleMania is going to be 2 days. That's a party. What's our party going to be?
You know what's funny, and I hope I'm not stepping over the boundary here, but in the 28 years of your life, you could not have picked the worst time for a breakup. We could move on from
you
that.
You just had to work that one back in there, didn't you, huh? You just really had to. You say it as if it was my choice.
No, I understand, but we don't have to go down that rabbit hole. But it is. I commend you for having good spirits through this, because it just impeccable time.
Anyway, World Party Day, April 3rd. It's going to be a drinking party. It has been a season, hasn't it? Well,
there's a reason for the season, and no one on the planet knows what it is. Did you stream the show that we told you to watch on Monday? Have you watched one episode of Money Heist yet?
What do you
leave this show. What do you do?
I am a busy man. All right. I get done with this show. Then I have to go back home. I gotta let the dogs out. And then I got to get a nap for myself because I'm tired. I've been up. I mean, if we're doing this show, I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I got to get a nap in. So that's at least a couple hours right there. And then you got to, of course, get a lift in, maybe take a nap after the lift. And by that point, man, it's like 10, 11 o'clock at night. I'm out of time.
All right. I've heard enough.
I'm out of time.
All right.
So for all the listeners out there,
since Hartzell's not going to do this,
I'm a busy guy.
Do me a favor. I'm pleading with you. Go on to Netflix and watch Money Heist, and if you watch it and you enjoy it, tweet at me. I bet you, if I can get a couple people, again, you have an option for English dubbed over. Mm-hmm. Stick with the Spanish and use the English subtitles. Tweet at me if it is the best recommendation you have, and you got to give me two shows, because every show, the first one, give me two shows. What are you doing anyway? There's nothing to do this weekend. As much as Hartzell wants a party, there's nothing to do. He's not going to watch the damn show, so now you have to.
No, tweet at me if you like it, man. I'm going to watch it.
Money Heist on Netflix. In Spain, it's called La Casa de Papel.
It's World Party Day. We're going to make it a Money Heist party. We'll make it a Casa de Papel party. That works. That slides off the tongue.
Unamused and disappointed. Those are two adjectives that can be used to describe me at this point.
All right. Well, you know what? Then let's just move on. I will watch the show, but until I watch the show, maybe we should do some news in between. Does that work for you? We do a little news, talk about some things, discuss some stuff, maybe get you calmed down. Does that work for you?
I'm giving you the silent treatment on the podcast. I don't know.
Man, I'm getting shunned. Fine.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team!
Assemble! I'm ready for this.
Been waiting
all week. That was a pretty good one, yeah? You know, on Fridays on your KC Morning Show, my name is Hartzell. Across the line, that's Peter F. Sween. The F stands for freestyle on a Friday, because my man will freestyle this news intro. He can't even hear the beat because we're doing this remotely. So I got Pete using strictly muscle memory about to break us off a little freestyle on this intro. Pete, are you ready? Do you need me to count you in?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it. Let's do it now. A 5, 6. A 5, 6. A 5, 6, 7. Here we go.
It's the Casey Morning Show presented by The Hustle, Hustle on IG, show with no muscle. What are you doing? All about the Russell. Here I am to bring the shuffle. Hustle won't watch Money Heist. Pete is getting a lot of feist. Wants to drink a lot of booze, but right now it's time for the news.
Man, way to persevere, because I can tell you got a little bit, you got a little sped up towards the end there, and I think you thought you might have lost it, but you did not. You didn't lose it. You still got it. Never lost.
Back never like lost. I never left.
Not bad, Pete. That's not a bad freestyle. You definitely redeemed yourself from last week. Last week's not great. Left some to be desired, I'll be honest.
Yeah, redeem myself. Understatement of the year right there. I've performed well every week.
Oh, okay.
And there's more where that came from on Instagram.com/PGSween. Jokes at noon. Coming at you later today.
Oh, man. Now you're using other segments to plug Jokes at Noon. Man. What has happened? We are really at a shortage of content in Corona season, aren't we?
While I, as I mentioned, 12 people have watched it, I believe I've been losing Instagram followers doing jokes at noon. So, a little give and take right now.
Hey, that's all right, man. That's okay. They just don't understand comedy. Some people just don't understand comedy.
World's too serious right now. We need some drama.
The world is too serious. What we need is jokes at noon. Let's do the news, Pete.
You want a joke before you start?
I would. Absolutely love a joke.
As we're about to talk about, as I'm seeing here in the show rundown, it's going to be really mask season. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but got me thinking right away, well, what do you call a moose in a mask? Anonymous.
On both sides of the state line, the number of confirmed cases continues to rise. Kansas has 557 cases with 13 deaths. Missouri has more than 1,900 cases with 28 deaths.
So that's the context. As you're hearing this, those numbers are going to keep going up. Unfortunately, when it comes to COVID-19, a lot of news is old news pretty quick, which is a bummer. You know, we set the record last week for unemployment in a week. It was, what, like 3 million people? Well, it doubled. We are now at 6, and we talked, well, I guess 6.6 now. It's almost 10 million people in 2 weeks, man. Unbelievable.
The number of unemployment claims to the Missouri Department of Labor has dramatically shot up. It's now at about 104,000, when just a couple weeks ago it was only at 4,000. A lot of people have the same issues. They cannot get through on the phone, and even if they file online, they are having issues working out some troubles if they need to edit something or if they typed in their password wrong and there's nobody to help them. They know that the majority of that 104,000 is COVID-19 related.
We're still fighting the messaging. I mean, we just heard that audio. We got almost 10 million people, Pete, unemployed in the last 2 weeks. And that's even more because, of course, you know, there's websites and the phone lines have been jammed nationwide. CNN last night, as we're still trying to fight these mixed messaging, Sanjay Gupta says, yo, we got to stay at home.
This is a virus. It doesn't respect boundaries or borders. It can travel from county to county, state to state, region to region. I mean, that's a thing. You know, when we say we're all in this together, that means, you know, how I behave affects you, and how you behave affects me. And the problem with something like this is by the time you see it, it's too late. So, yes, we need to have a national, you know, stay at home order. That's what they've done in countries who finally started to turn this around. We're not there yet.
So you hear that on CNN from, you know, a doctor that I think a lot of people know and respect. But then you got here at home, you know, I'm talking about on the Missouri side, Governor Mike Parsons, he was asked yesterday at one of his coronavirus briefings, yo, man, Governor Mike, are you awake, man?
Why have you not issued a statewide stay-at-home order and you are still sticking with the order to social distance and keep gatherings at less than 10 people?
Yeah, because that order was done 2 weeks ago. When we did that order, we said we would evaluate that at the end of that order. And that time is coming, and we're in the process of doing that. When you're the governor of the state of Missouri and you try to do a statewide order, our state is so diverse. For every segment of the state is different, and it's very difficult sometimes to just to put a blanket order in place.
Mike.
My guy.
It's not hump day. I got to talk to you for a second. Thank God that Saturday Night Live is a national thing that is too popular to be making fun of you. Because you would be making made fun of ridiculous. That cut right there, that sounded like a Saturday Night Live skit where you would maybe like put an animal up against Parsons. This would be the skit in an election season, and the animal who couldn't speak would be getting more votes. Sounds ridiculous. And going back to, you said it was, his name's Sanjay?
Uh-huh, Sanjay Gupta.
I think a lot of times, and this is, whatever, this is going to be sort of a hot take, but I don't hold back. I think a lot of times we think of that city strong and or like a saying, and you just kind of tweet it out, and no one really ever follows up with what the push is. Mm-hmm. Staying in it, it's so easy to do. And I think what you're seeing is a disconnect between the scientists and the people who know and politicians who are still campaigning.
Yeah.
Campaigning should stop when it's costing lives. And you see it, I think, at the national level. And I think in a sense here too, you're just seeing utter stupidity at the local level with Parsons. And again, I don't have much against the guy. I've been around him. He's been up at training camp. Dude, it's okay sometimes to cut your losses. And even more than okay, when there are lives on the line.
Yeah, man. Take I don't your like L. to get serious. Take your L and move on.
Right. I don't like to get serious on the KC Morning Show. This is a fun show. But dude. It together.
I mean, I was driving by Lake Lautawanna over in Lee Summit side, and there's so many assholes playing golf. So many. Go home. What are you doing? Like, if you're going to let them go out there, it's just, what do you expect? What do you expect?
Well, this is what I told you at the beginning of this. And again, we were all sort of grasping how serious it was. I think just everybody, and I'm including myself here, so I'm not on a high horse.
Yeah, same.
Everybody's dumb. We're all dumb. You know who's not dumb? The people who study this for a living. Mm-hmm. If you get that information and know, okay, the answer here, the safe answer, is to put these orders in place, and you take the decision out of my Hartzell and everyone else who is too dumb to understand to stay out. Mm-hmm. And you've seen that a little bit in Kansas City, where now it's starting to get better. But until you get strict about this, we're all dumb. People, you know, there are going to be some people that, and I won't go out during this thing, but there's another decision when I was younger, or maybe even when I get older, where I'll make a dumb decision where I didn't know what I was doing. We don't know we're dumb. So it's up to the people that we voted to listen to their experts when they're too dumb to understand, and then put those orders in place. I don't want to sound too harsh here, but it just is very silly.
Listen to the doctors, y'all. Listen to the doctors who know what they're doing. You talk about dumb, and we'll move on because I don't want to sit on this for too long. But you see that the governor from Georgia who finally issued his own stay-at-home order, but it took, he said he didn't know that it was so easily spread. He didn't realize that people who are asymptomatic could be spreading it by just simply talking to somebody. I was like, man, we've been saying that for weeks. That's just gross ignorance. I don't know. Anyway, elect better people. Anyway, now we got in a soapbox. I apologize. My beat.
Come down. Let me here. Let me get my hand here. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm gonna pull you down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do.
Now we're down.
Oh, okay. Feel much better now. Okay.
Scary up there. It's high.
We're gonna get some new information today as far as like PPE orders. Personal protective equipment, aka mask. And you know, they're saying for the longest time, if you don't have symptoms or if you're not caring for someone who has the virus, maybe you don't need to wear a mask. Well, it looks like we've changed our minds on that. New York, I think, was a Mayor de Blasio even said, yo, if you're gonna go out, wear a mask. So if you're gonna do it, I figured on this Your KC Morning Show, why don't we explain how to do it the right way? Because you know what? We try to entertain, but we also inform.
So it needs to cover fully the nose and the mouth and get as tight around the areas that the mask can leak as possible. Trying to avoid the blue-colored area and just removing with the straps is ideal, because then you can just put it right into the trash.
Big Pete, he texted me the other day, was upset that he doesn't get enough love. He was able to send me some masks from New York. So thanks to Big Pete for the mask order. You mentioned trying to find some lightheartedness in this. When I first heard about this, I was thinking about The Mask, the movie with Jim Carrey.
I knew it.
Somebody stop me.
I knew it.
I've already told a mask joke. Again, it is going to be a scary looking for everyone to have it. I said a moose in a mask would be anonymous, and obviously that means Bigfoot would be Masquatch.
Come on, man. What was that?
If kittens happen to have a party, I mean, all of a sudden you're at a mask cat raid ball.
Let's talk about some unintended consequences that actually are kind of positive. For those of you who are staying at home, that means less people are on the streets, which means that we might be able to get some of these construction projects done a little early, and that's a good thing.
They can work a little bit more into the evenings when the rush hour isn't so much as it has been on the normal day.
That means area projects like this one might be completed sooner than planned.
So that flexibility, we hope, will have the savings in taxpayer dollars by expediting the projects a little bit.
Hey, there you go. Remember the potholes of was it the winter of 2019? Still, some of those got to get filled in. So, hey, you know what? The grass is always greener on the other side. Glass half full. Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe we can find some silver linings.
I was about
linings.
To say, I think the grass metaphor is not the one you were looking for.
It was
you
not.
You quickly corrected.
I did, very, very quickly. Can you tell I got that one flip-flopped? You just had to step on it too.
Grass is always greener.
You couldn't just let me move on. You couldn't just keep to yourself, but that's fine. You had to keep going.
If anything, coronavirus feels like scorched grass, like that brown grass you see in the summer when the neighbor forgets to water the lawn.
I get it. Listen, I'm pulling up I have a sad story I got to play right now. I have a sad audio clip. So I got a little flustered, okay? Adam Schlesinger, you familiar with the band Fountains of Wayne?
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, unfortunately, Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne passed away, 52 years old, as a, complications of the coronavirus. Such a bummer. I'm a big Fountains of Wayne guy.
Wow. From the coronavirus.
Yeah,
wow.
Man. We'll sit on this part. Yeah, Adam passed away at 52 years old. Complications
52.
To the coronavirus. The biggest hit for the band, well, arguably their biggest hit. They got some other ones too. But Stacey's Mom, which we just played in the background. But he was also known for Outside of the Band, nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe for writing That Thing You Do. Tom Hanks, 1996, That Thing You Do. Also had a Tony nomination for the musical Crybaby. Played guitar, bass, keyboards. He sang a little bit. Fountains of Wayne. So Adam Schlesinger, R.I.P.
And we can only close that segment by saying that the grass is always greener.
So. Okay. I'll give you that one. Let's close it out on a good one. This right here is a good story where the grass is absolutely always green. World War II veteran, 104-year-old, beats the coronavirus.
Wow. Gentlemen is 100.
That's awesome.
We'll be 104 years old.
Whoa!
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Oh, 104.
Yeah! This is somebody who was born in 1916, so he lived through the Spanish flu of 1918. I was going to try very hard to not let him lose the battle to COVID-19 of 2000.
It's very emotional. He's an amazing man to come through all this. Be 104. He's so inspirational. He should be an inspiration to the world.
So he's born in Salem, Oregon back in 1916. He's lived through the 1918 Spanish flu, the Great Depression, with just 25 days since his first symptoms and 19 days since he had his first fever, is believed to be the world's oldest survivor.
You may know this. As you're watching every other show but the one I recommend, what is Jim Halpert's real name?
John Krasinski.
Krasinski. Yeah. He is doing a really cool thing nowadays. I don't know how long he's been doing this. It might be new. It may be old, and I'm just becoming tuned to it, but it's called Some Good News, and he's doing about 15 minutes. I believe it's on YouTube once a week, and this would be a story that fits right into there with all the crap going on around the country. It's just constant, really bad news. I mean, more so than usual. We follow the bleeds, it leads type of deal. But Krasinski It looks like it's from his apartment, and he's just doing reports on the good news. And so this just reminded me of that. What I'm saying is...
I can do that. I'm not too proud to steal.
It's a novel idea. And his novel idea is better than the novel coronavirus.
Oh,
and so...
No. Really?
What a novel joke.
Was this whole thing just a long walk to get to a novel joke?
No.
Oh,
no,
Pete.
I just...
Oh, Pete.
On the... That was a joke on the fly.
Do we have time for this? You have a sports thing, right?
I have sports, and we do also need to get to, and I forgot to include this in our outline, our Charlie Hustle discussion.
Oh, we got to do some housekeeping, huh? Let's take a sweep, pay some bills, and I got a thing you might like. I got a thing for you.
I don't have a good feeling about
this. You shouldn't. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This, your KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter, tell me about this. I'm sure you got a Winnie the Pooh aesthetic going on right now, a Charlie Hustle shirt up top, and then pantsless at the bottom. Please tell me that's what you got going on. That's what I'm doing.
You're gonna maybe be surprised by this, and I typically on Friday will have a Charlie Hustle shirt on, but I have kind of different, a plaid shirt on right now. Okay, so...
Man,
Hustle for Harvesters.
It is in the morning. How do you already have plaid on?
It is a KC Morning Show Friday presented by Charlie Hustle, and bigger than that, Hustle for Harvesters.
Yeah.
They got a couple shirts out now, and they're really clean looking. One says, "We're all in this together." One says, "Take a stand, wash your hands." And another says, "I've been social distancing for years." That would be Hartzell's choice, I'm sure.
I do like that one a lot. You know I do.
And... what they're trying to do is fund 10,000 meals for harvesters. Every T-shirt sold will fund 24 meals. So that's a lot. I mean, you really think about it. And then you could use our promo code, which is KCMS20, to get 20% off if you can't pay the whole thing. And then there's also a newly launched initiative called Hustle for Hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Light and Charlie Hustle will donate $5 for every KC Hart apparel item sold. So they're trying to raise $50,000 for hospitality workers in KC. So kudos to Charlie Hustle. Again, our promo code, KCMS20. And if you've seen Charlie Hustle shirts around the city, just a fly look. You could be the coolest looking person at your party with Charlie Hustle.
Because here's what I think we might do. As I'm trying to think about our plans for the weekend, because, you know, this is, you know, World Party Day. We were talking about maybe watching WrestleMania. Maybe we do like a wrestling watch party. I've actually got some new Charlie Hustle shirts that I have not worn yet that I like to break out. I got one. It's one of the older Hart ones that I haven't worn in forever, ever, ever. So maybe throw that bad boy on. Have a couple pops in the background as we watch a little wrestling.
You know, it's crazy with all of this going on. I actually got two Charlie Hustle shirts here for you that I wasn't able to give you when the coronavirus broke
out.
What
is this?
So they're just
sitting really? There. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just, we every so often we get a few to wear on the Instagram account.
I'm never going to see these shirts. I'm never going to see them.
Well, they don't fit me, so you might. Unless I give them away to people I like a little bit better, which, again, very possible. If I do give your shirts away, you can go online and use our KCMS20 promo code to replace them yourself. Again, every Friday on the KC Morning Show presented by Charlie Hustle.
You got two shirts for me. I could maybe use that. Like, you know how people bring flowers for, like, a first date? Yo, man, I'm about to drop off some Charlie Hustle shirts. Boom. She's going to love me. That's a match made in Charlie Hustle heaven. Well,
the shirt size is small, and so I don't know. I mean, usually you date women who are a little bit, like, you know, built, bigger built than you have. So I don't know.
Do I like to be thrown around? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Do I like to be thrown around in a Charlie Hustle shirt? The answer is double yes. Get that promo code KCMS20.
As we said, muscle for the hustle.
This is your KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter, give me a letter.
Z.
No. We're not doing Z again. We're not doing that. We're not doing it.
All right, all right, all right. X.
All right, so I'm going to give you a letter. It's Peter T. Swain. The T is for translate. Peter, translate this. What is the word for, because you're doing Duolingo because you got some free time. You're trying to maybe to get some new languages while you have all this extra time. What is the word in Spanish, since you were watching El Casa de Papel? What's the name in Spanish, or what's the word in Spanish for a list?
Listo.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list. Ah! El listo de Hartzell on this, your Casey Morning Show. I think that was probably, I think that was accurate. I think I nailed that pronunciation.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I believe listo means ready, actually, and I am no listo for this segment.
You say that. You're ready for this. Oh, I think you're ready. This is your list of Hartzell. My name is Hartzell. This is my list. Because every so often on this show, I realize what we're missing is the structure. You know, people, especially now, we got all kinds of numbers and charts and graphs. It's all being thrown our way. And without order, it's all chaos. And that's just, that's not good. So I put together a list. I give you that structure. I read it back to you on this, your KC Morning Show, and I think it's a good time. How was that? That was a good tease?
I've been going back on forth this morning about whether I can work with you anymore. You don't watch any of the shows. Then, okay, I get a little bit, all right, we're, you know, maybe this show's going to go well. Then you use the worst metaphor known to man.
It
you
wasn't
insult
the
me
worst,
left and right.
It wasn't the worst metaphor, just the incorrect one.
You don't laugh at any of my jokes at noon preview, and now you spawn on me this list of Hartzell.
Can you tell how much I need you back in this room with me? I can't see you, man. Like I feel like we're just talking past each other. Until I can see you again, I feel like we're just going to have to just keep trying to figure this thing out, man.
Well, we live in Missouri, and so thanks to our wonderful governor, I might see you maybe 2022. That's what I'm aiming for.
All right, list of Hartzell on this your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. This my list on your list of Hartzell today. Are you interested, Pete, in the streaming services that have seen the biggest increase since the coronavirus has started?
List of Hartzell's got to be better than a Sist of Hartzell, okay. If you know what I'm saying.
Okay, this is your most recent available data, a.k.a. since March, I believe March 1st. All right, your top five streaming increases due to the coronavirus. We'll start at number five. Other at number five. These are people less than 10%. They did lump in Disney Plus on this because I guess it's still too new to really get all the numbers. Plus, Disney kind of hides all that stuff. But we do have some real numbers starting at number four, a 9% jump since the beginning of March due to the coronavirus. Amazon taking a little bit of an upward tick on its streaming at number three. Hulu at 10%. Now, overall, again, this is your list of Hartzell. These numbers are very important, and I put them together. Streaming as a whole is up about 34%. That means that it was sitting previously around 116.4 billion minutes streamed. Now, about 156.1 billion minutes streamed. That's pretty good, right? That's pretty good, huh? Like, that's an impressive number.
Oh, did you say so? Did you say so?
Uh-huh. Number two at a 20% increase in streaming numbers, YouTube. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I want. That's the enthusiasm I'm looking for. Number one, are you interested to see what the biggest jump? I mean, you probably figured it out by now. It's the only one we haven't mentioned yet. A 29% increase, Netflix. Number one.
Mm.
Probably saw that one coming. A little Netflix and chill, quarantine and chill, COVID and diddle, something like that. But not
quarantine and swing.
Oh, that's the one. God damn it! You got me again. Not to be outdone though. You're gonna like this one. Seeing an increase of 11.6%, which would have put it number five on my list. Pornhub seeing a spike in the streaming numbers due to coronavirus. Now, this I thought was a bit, this was impressive. Shout out to my Italians.
I made a joke alluding to that on Jokes at Noon the other day, and needless to say, Lady G was not a big fan.
Well, you know what? Hey, what's that phrase? Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. That's what I used. Someone used to tell me that back in the day. Mm. Now, get this, though. This is impressive. Now, I got to give credit where credit's due to the Italians, y'all the real ones. On March 12th alone, Italy, as in the country, Italy saw an increase of 57%. Italy alone saw a 57% increase on that day for Pornhub, March 12th. 57%. That's more than half of the country. I'm assuming. I don't know if that's right or not. I don't think that's how you're supposed to read that number, but it's a lot of people in Italy.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a take on this, but
I got a take on this one. I got a couple takes. Hey, you cover the Chiefs. You do sports. It's just right. It's just film study, man. We're just trying to make sure that when we are released back into the wild, that right. You know, we haven't lost a step.
Yeah, Italy. I mean, look, they're trying to make the most of their time indoors at this point, and you know, some people, I guess, and half the country is going. Or whatever.
Told you, man. Corona.
They got the best pasta. Corona. That's what I will say.
Pasta and Pornhub.
And wine. And I would say, of the foods, chicken parm is my favorite food.
way to make that correlation, man. Way to really bring those two things together. Now, how was that for a list? I think that we are really putting these things together. They're getting shorter. They're getting sweeter. They're getting to the point. I think they're really getting the people going. They're provocative. I think we're nailing this thing.
Yeah.
Pete, just tell me the list is pretty so we can move on.
Welcome in the sports. As we...
You're going to love one of these lists you're going to love. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a thing soon.
As we talked about at the beginning of the show, breaking news, a couple hours ago, no matter what time you're listening to this today, Sammy Watkins has restructured his salary going into the new year. Looks like he has a no trade clause, which is very rare for the NFL. That coming through from Yahoo Sports, Therese Paylor, and ESPN's Adam Schefter. Hartzell, so you, our Hartzell controls our sound. I was going to play a sound for you of Andy Reid not really knowing about what the Chiefs were going to do with Chris Jones and Sammy Watkins. So we're going to nix that sound, and we're going to stay with sound.
Because we do this live, baby. We do this ish live.
So it's Andy Reid 1. Here was Andy Reid's setup during the coronavirus outbreak at home.
Yeah, I wish I could take you through a virtual tour of this thing. It's kind of classic. I'm sitting in my basement, literally, and I've got an ARC trainer sitting here in case I want to jump on that to get a little exercise. I've got my monitor set up along with my computer and my iPad right next to that. And I've got one of my wife's antique tables here, a little coffee table that I'm using to throw everything on. So, but I'm in the basement. Yeah. And you know what? It's not bad.
I love it.
Andy Reid is a guy who sticks to his routine. I mean, as best he can. So this has to be a little bit of a struggle for him, but you could tell he's adapting. Throughout the conference call that he had with the Kansas City media yesterday, you could tell that he's just created multiple plans for every possible scenario, and they're making it work. The NFL draft is coming up later this month, and teams are having to figure out how to navigate this thing. The NFL is still playing with whether teams will be allowed back in facilities, whether it just be straight up virtual. I think there still is the outside chance that this gets pushed back, but I'm believing more now that the NFL draft will take place. But good for Andy Reid, old school guy, been a head coach for 20 years, has coached for much longer than that, and he's adapting to these ridiculous restrictions. And it's a guy who lives in his offense, and I actually wrote this in an article yesterday. Andy Reid working from the discomfort of his own home.
Oh, I see what you did there. You're really on one today. You really brought it today, Pete. You really did.
Yeah, thank you. The big news is Sammy's back, and even if you're a casual fan, you know who that is. A huge part of the Super Bowl run has been outstanding for the Chiefs in the playoffs. Not so much the regular season, but we are trying to be, what, a championship city. So playoff ball is important now, and he really earned his right to stay, and he actually took a pay cut to stay in Kansas City, and that just goes to show that the Chiefs, and I don't know if that Kansas City's ever had this before other than maybe Montana, the Chiefs are starting to receive that discount that you get from a team that like would be like the 2000s Lakers or the Patriots forever, where you may start seeing veterans like this who feel like Kansas City is a good situation and the best possible scenario with Patrick Mahomes to win a Super Bowl. And I think you saw that with the recent signing of cornerback Antonio Hamilton from the Giants, and now on a way bigger scale, Sammy Watkins coming back with a pay cut. So good for what is now, according to our Charlie Hustle shirt, it all comes back, the city of champions, at least for the time being.
You know, listen. You've knocked me down a few pegs today, so I'm going to do the same. I'm going to do the exact same. You know, I don't want to put you on blast or anything, Pete, but, you know, there's been a bunch of times when you were in the studio with me or maybe via text, you didn't think Sammy was coming back. In fact, you're pretty set on the fact that he wasn't coming back. So, I mean, what happened, man? What happened with that hot take? It became room temperature real
he was,
quick.
What I, you, again, since you keep forgetting the name of the Netflix show I recommend, you don't listen to the details. I said there's no way he comes back for the number that he was at.
Okay.
There was no way.
Okay.
There was no way. That number was 21. It's now down to 16 as of this morning. So the Chiefs save $5 million against their cap. And Watkins comes back in. For those that really know the team, he loves Kansas City. He likes that his family, it's a little bit quieter than where he's played before in Buffalo and then L.A. And really likes the team. You can't play with a better quarterback if you're a wide receiver. So that's what you saw.
Hey, I didn't say you're wrong, because hey, this is current events. It all goes live. But I don't know. I thought you were the editor in chief of the biggest Chiefs fan site of all time. So I just expected a little bit better. I don't know. I just thought I thought we'd get a little bit more professionalism out of you. Or anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, do I have to? And I could drop this in for you if you want me to drop the Corona flashback again if you want.
Touché.
I can do that for
you. That was good. You won this exchange. You're winning this show. I'm losing.
The NFL, let's continue with sports. The NFL is optimistic, but like everything, we're waiting and seeing. Earlier in the week on Tuesday, the NFL maybe made a mistake. General Counsel Jeff Pasch said that the league plans to play a full season no matter what in stadiums.
Man.
And yesterday on NFL.com, in an article from Judy Batista, the NFL's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, so that's the NFL version of our guy Fauci. Mm-hmm. Sills is spearheading the league's response to the new coronavirus and said that widespread testing would need to be available before the reopening of the league could even be contemplated. So as much as these owners, Uncle Clark, and everybody want to get this thing started, you just simply can't unless things are in place. This statement today, or yesterday, I should say, has gotten me a little bit worried about maybe a delay. I don't know if widespread testing is going to be readily available by September or August when you would begin training camp. So I wonder how this works. Is it a scenario where you isolate all the players and you play with no fans like they're originally thinking about doing for the NCAA
tournament?
Well,
here, why don't we just do what you usually do? You just make a take now, and then whenever happens, you can adjust your take and claim that it was yours from the beginning. I mean, I'm sure that's what you had planned anyway.
Yeah, I guess my take on this, and you can play this back for me, I don't think the season starts on time. I have felt like this since the beginning of this thing. You're seeing things that, like, if one player is infected, the entire league can't start. Yeah. And the problem you're running into, too, is every city's on different tracks. It's not like the NFL is in one city. So Kansas City might be fine, or another NFL city might be fine, but you got to wait for the coasts. Or, as we're seeing, the coast may end up waiting for Kansas City by the end of this.
Actually, serious question. I just thought about this. What about those international games? Have we had any word about those? Is that still going to be a thing?
Yeah, but as you saw in the case of the Chiefs and Rams supposedly in Mexico with that field debacle a few years back, I mean, those could get changed. Yeah. I unfortunately feel this way about sports, and I hope I'm wrong here. So you're making fun of me. I hope I'm wrong. I think the NBA will cancel their season eventually. That was ongoing. I think the NHL will cancel. I think it's a stretch that baseball even gets played this year, and I'm starting to feel like the NFL misses games. So a very grim outlook for sports, but I could be very wrong, and I hope I am. Your boy, Peter Vermes.
Peter Vermes of Sporting Kansas City.
Sporting has submitted a proposal. They're looking at this very optimistically. They've submitted a proposal to the league for how to responsibly return to the training facility with individual workouts. So like the coronavirus is the mist, that movie, they're just going to head right into it. It's something we've talked about. Our staff put together a protocol for individual workouts would look like on the field that aren't restricted as others, Vermes said. They got a video with an electronic diagram. It's something they're reviewing. Right now, Sporting is conducting workouts over video conference called Zoom, which we have grown to love, everybody across the board, to help with camaraderie and fitness. Added that most of the team is still in Kansas City with 17-year-old Gianluca Busio. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Gianluca Busio.
He's the only one back with family. He drove instead of flown. So Sporting has opted. They're really optimistic right now. They're keeping their team in Kansas City. I don't see the season starting anytime soon. You have baseball talking about July 4th as a potentially opening day. So I love Peter's energy, but from Peter to Peter, you might want to curb it back a little bit.
Touche. How was your home workouts and stuff going? Because didn't you say you're trying to put some stuff together?
All right, I'm going to tell you once, okay. and then I'll update you as it gets going. I have not started yet, but I am going to try to do DDP yoga.
Oh my man, I've done it. It is tough. It's awesome, but it is tough. It is gonna get you in shape, bro.
Listen,
good for you.
I'm gonna
get for you.
Here's my plan right now. I messed up the New Year's. New Year's is out.
Oh, that was a wash, man. Gone.
It's over with, right? I'm gonna get through WrestleMania weekend, mm-hmm. which we're gonna talk about at the end of the show. I'm gonna eat and drink what I want during the 8 hours of nonstop wrestling, or I guess you have the night stop, but you know
you
what
got
I mean.
2 days.
I'm gonna get to Monday, and then it's salad and diamond cutters from there on out.
As made famous by Diamond Dallas Page.
What I'm trying to do is come out of the coronavirus window, this you know, when this is all said and done, maybe 20 pounds lighter. You see me in the studio and you say, Pete, where did all that weight from your face go? And I'll say, self high five, I've lost a number of pounds during this break.
Up top. Okay, man. Okay, it's tough. I think I'm starting to see, I'm starting to lose my gains. I'm gonna be real with you. Like all those thirst traps from the last couple months, man. I think I'm losing it. This ain't great.
Well, that happened. You're getting satisfied again. I mean, you know, you gotta get hungry.
Anyway, I'm gonna leave. Let me leave that joke alone before I get in trouble. Pete, was that your sports?
Yeah, I have events for you if you want a couple before we get into Mania.
Let's get a couple. Let's do that. You got a song or anything you want to play, or you just want to get right into it?
It's really quick. We don't need a song.
Okay.
Virtual events are the only thing going. So today's April 3rd. Tonight at 6:30, Chicken and Pickle Spotlight songwriter Drew Six. They'll do it on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
It's 6:30 p.m., a live streaming event, facebook.com/chickenpicklekc. On the 4th, so this is Saturday at 1. One-on-one online get-out-of-camera class. So there is a camera class hosted by storytellers Mike and Julie.
Hey, Pete, can I pause you real quick? I lied to you. I got John Cena playing right now. Happy WrestleMania. Continue on, Pete.
Yeah, so they're doing an online live stream class. There's more information online about it. If you're looking to get some camera lessons while you're chilling at home, again, it's Mike and Julie Storytellers. They have more information on their Facebook page. Stranger Things is doing this personal protective equipment drive where I think if you bring safety equipment like masks and stuff, 20 surgical masks, for example, to give you a 4-pack of beer, 50 surgical masks, 8-pack of beer. And they have the whole list here that you can go online and look. But yeah, you bring this leftover equipment and they will supply you with your drinks for the weekend.
Where's that at? One more time. What was that one? Because I'm interested.
Well, if you have, you don't have any masks sitting around. Stranger
I
Things.
I might know a guy. I might know a guy or two.
Strange Days Brewing is doing this, and they're accepting personal protective equipment for beer. And then Sunday, remotely, Boulevard would usually do bingo in person on Sundays, but they are switching to digital. And that is a Sunday Funday at 11 a.m. Hashtag stay home KC, boulevard.ly/Sunday Funday kit. So you can play bingo online and virtually receive prizes from Boulevard like you were there. I'm sure they're going to have the live cam set up and so on. And then don't forget our friend at KC Crew, if you want to go back and listen to last episode, Luke talked about everything they're doing as far as virtual events. You can have fun at home with KC Crew. These are just some of the events. If you have a virtual event, I really need help with these virtual events, email me, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. What are your feelings before we go on WrestleMania? What are you looking forward to?
It's going to be weird, man. Mania. It's like the Super Bowl of wrestling, and it's going to be empty. I think they've actually already pre-recorded some of the matches, I guess. I read that.
I think all the matches, right?
It's going to be so strange. I'm going to watch it, though, because, you know, we got nothing else better to do.
On their shows, they've been playing a lot of replays of old matches with fans. And for their biggest show of the year now, they're going to do 8 hours of what they admitted is the wrong way to go. So should be interesting. Should be fun. It'll definitely be unique. Yeah. I hope it's good, though. I mean, it is something to watch, and I am grateful that there is sort of something to look forward to this weekend on, you know, what has sort of become, I think, a bummer, where the weekend resembles regular days. Every day it resembles each other.
If it wasn't for Charlie Hustle, and, you know, the show's always brought to you on Fridays by Charlie Hustle, I wouldn't remember what day it was right now. It helped me remind myself that, it's Friday. Happy Friday.
That's right. And I'll leave you with this, Hartzell, and this is something that I always tell myself in every situation. The grass is always greener.
Oh, my God. You're just not going to let that go. On that note, Peter G. Sween. The G stands for go away. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. Happy weekend. We love y'all. Stay safe. We will see you
Morning Show
in the morning. Say bye, Pete.
The G stands for grass and goodbye. Oh,